I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How'd you like the way I brought that super in?
That was good. It felt like a wrestling introduction.
It's a little solid super coming in there, buddy. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. Doing really good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I kind of like not seeing you anymore. Is that something wrong with me? We're talking about relationships.
Look, we can see each other right here, and I think that's enough.
That's enough? That's enough? We don't have to have you around anymore?
I'll see you this tomorrow. Week, don't worry.
This week, our topic is relationships. Today's Connection Thursday, we are going to have a discussion on our relationship with the seasons of our life. You got anything you want to add there, son, before we get started on this?
Of course, I'm going to talk about the community one more time. You guys have awesome questions, and I've got a lot of questions in my private DMs that I know a lot of people will benefit from. So one thing I do want to encourage is, if you can, or if you want me to post these things into the public community, I could take out, you know, important details, things like that. But you guys are asking awesome questions. And I know, like, we're talking about relationships, building the relationship inside of the community will become something that becomes more comfortable the more you share with your community members. But for now, you guys are asking awesome questions in private DMs. Just think about, you know, sharing with the other members, because it is awesome questions that you are asking that we're getting a ton of questions about.
So next week, guys, our topic is your life purpose, but I'm going to do health huddles on thyroid. Got a couple new thyroid people that have been diagnosed with thyroid in the community. So Nicole, I got your back. We're going to talk all about thyroid on Tuesday. So when I'm done with that show, you'll know what to tell your doctor. Okay. Because I'm going to tell you something. Thyroid has to be running perfect for your metabolism. And nobody dies from thyroid, people. Just so you know, it's the thermostat of your metabolism. And it has to be treated right. And I want you guys to really understand it. So I am going to do a health huddles next week on thyroid.
Sounds good.
So let's get into this show. This week, our topic has been relationship. Today, we're going to have a discussion on our relationship with our seasons of life. So each of us experience seasons in our life, and each season has a distinct purpose. It is your relationship with the season you are in that determines your vibration. And we build our reality, our life, in either growth or restriction through our vibration. And just like we have the seasons and the earth experiences spring, then summer, then fall, then winter, our life cycle also has similar seasons. So the first stage of our life usually is from the time we are born to about our mid-20s. In this stage, you grow and mature. You consume all the nourishment of spring, taking in what life has to offer. In this springtime season, it comes in the form of education, mentorship, and experiences as you're developing your understanding of your world. In this season, the possibilities seem endless. You take these formative experiences in order to prepare yourself for the heat of the next season. Now, your relationships with this season, or relationship with this season, is important. Are you following the script that was laid out before you? Or are you pushing against the comfort zone? In this season, are you developing skills outside the education you're receiving? Are you learning conflict resolution? Are you developing integrity of behavior? Because as the spring season closes, you will enter the summertime of your life. And that's when we start to grind. David, your thoughts?
Yeah, somebody we used to work with and had him on the show a few times a long time ago, Mark Menard, used to say something along the lines of different seasons for different reasons, different seasons for different people. That always stuck with me because I'd never understood why certain people made such a big impact where I was in my life. It wasn't necessarily where they were, but for me. So that was a big thing. This relates straight directly to it.
And yeah, it's because everything's a season, and that's what I want. This is going to be a great episode for you guys, because I'm going to put this in a cool context where you can move forward. Because as springtime in this season closes, you will enter the summertime. In the summertime of your life, now it's time to build careers, business. It is the season to develop relationships. This is your 30s going into through your 40s, and this is the time to push, work, and become a warrior out in the world. In this season, you must learn how to fail, redefine failure. You must also learn how to succeed. This summer season is setting who you become. Your relationships in this season will determine the people you nurture, the people you work with, the work you do. The summertime of your life will contribute to making your harvest or your legacy. And it's this season where you really want to push the grind. The summertime season and your relationship to the season must be focused in all five life categories. If this season, this summer season, is focused on just career and finance, you will suffer in the next season with poor health and broken relationships. Now, the summer season is an exciting time in your life. Seeds of action are planted and then come to fruition, benefiting the people you serve. This motivates you to work more, work harder, plant more, strive more. But just like an endless summer would scorch the earth, leaving it barren, you living too many summers in a row without taking a break for you, you will burn out. So when you are in the heat of the summer, you're winning. And it can become easy to become blinded by the light of success. Your thoughts on the summer season?
Yeah, I think people tried to skip the seasons from it, you know, to go from that building phase to kind of where we're talking about here. It's something that I didn't understand when I first started working with you, because I thought it was all kind of like the end game, you know, part of it. And we were doing things that just didn't make sense to me. And that was because at that growth point, if you haven't gone through it, you don't know what it is. I think that's a big thing, because that transitioned out, and that also changed for me as we went to the next season. So
it's interesting, because you're young, and the way the seasons are laid out, you're starting to enter your summer now, right? Mm-hmm. Well, when you go through your summer, that's when you build your career. That's when you're building your businesses. That's when you're working, you're pushing, you're building families, you're doing everything, right? And then during our mid to late 40s into our 50s, we then go into the fall season. And the fall season is when you focus on transitioning our life. This focus is less on doing and more on allowing, because you're actually reaping and enjoying the benefits of what you sowed during the summertime. And you want to slow down. In the fall season, one must attend to themselves. The relationship with this season is about you and attending to the expansion, both personally, but also in your relationships. Actually, to slow down and enjoy your relationships. So the fall season is when you reap what you sowed from the summer. Do you understand?
Yeah, for sure.
And normally this is your 50s, right? And and going in. Then comes the winter season. And this is your mid-50s to 60s and beyond, right? And for most, this is a very challenging season. Your relationship with this season is very important on a spiritual level. And I'll touch on this just a little. How we die in this lifetime, or what state we pass in, matters as we transition from this lifetime into the next. Many in the West pass on in fear, while in the East, they pass on in celebration and peace. The end of this lifetime is not the end of life, and you do carry your vibration with you. Now, I know this is deep. I just want to kind of touch on that a little bit. It's not what this episode's about. It's not what this episode's about, but the winter season challenges people so much, because they ask, why me? Why am I tired? Why am I so sad? Why can't I do what I used to do? Why am I so old? These are never questions that elicit expansion. One's relationship with winter is usually very telling on how the other seasons in her life was spent. If the earlier season of her life was seized and really they lived life, winter is a season to slow down, reflect. Now, if the earlier seasons in life were not seized, winter could be a season of regret. Do you understand what I'm saying with winter?
Yeah, this is the one thing that I say I think millennials are starting to get right, is because we're starting to push it all and do it now. And a lot of people wanted to kind of just reap what they sow in that winter season, you know? So many people are like, once I retire. But we're trying to do a mix of all of it. We're trying to grow, enjoy, and do all that thing. Like you said, people get to that season and start looking back, like, where did all my years go? Even though they haven't actually built themselves up for that time period now.
Because they didn't seize it. And you're right. Now, these seasons of life I just went over are written. This is how the seasons of life that I just presented are written into our cultural stories or our programs. This is the way we're supposed to live our life, according to the programming. Now, I'm personally right now in the season of springtime. This is my time to incubate, rest, and create the next business. This is the time I revamp and upgrade my current curriculums. I make new connections and I'm planting seeds and I'm setting up the next season, which is summer. And I go into the summer when we launch the new personal development business, the new coaching programs, the new Go Right wellness system, the new products. And then it will be time to get back on the road speaking. And then as this is happening, I'm grinding, I'm pushing, I am really moving everything out. It's time to push. I'm in my summertime. And then as this business starts to get itself right and running and it starts to fall in place, I will fall back into fall season. And again, it will be time to slow down and reap what has been sowed, and winter will again arrive. So for me, I'm in my summer season in my 60s. See, this is planned. These seasons in life do not have to be played by the book, people. I think that's what David is saying with the millennials. There's no reason to play this by the book. On the other hand, I see 30-year-olds stuck in winter.
Yeah.
So you understand what I'm saying, right? Life is meant, we're here to expand. If you're working for retirement, there's nothing wrong with that. If you have a plan for retirement, right? Maybe you're going to expand. Maybe you're going to travel. Maybe you're going to see the world. Maybe that's what you're going to do. Well, everything changed for me with my grandmother. I've talked about it before. And I realized that these seasons may come and go throughout our life, but the key is always your relationship with each season. If you honor each season, life will flow for you. So if you're in springtime, you're planting seeds, you're creating plans, you're getting educated. You are setting yourself up. If you're in number two, summertime, you go hard. This is the season you build things, including your legacy. This is where you grind, you drive, you push. But then you have to understand when that thing gets running, number three is fall time. You have to reap the benefits of your work. You must learn how to slow down and get out of summer or you will burn out. And winter time. Every single business I have built since my 30s, I build with an exit plan, a very distinct exit plan. I had a 5-year exit plan for both Panama and the medical clinics down in Miami. And I remember when I started building the clinic programs, I told people in 5 years I'm out. Well, it was 6 years, but it was close. And the reason I do this is I have a desire and an intention to live my life in expansion. And this means I want to continue to grow. And this brings into my life new interests. I never, ever want to work a job. You understand, Dave? I know you understand.
Yes, I do.
Not too many. Does anybody else in our family understand? Maybe not. It's no. Okay. But I know if I stay in a business too long, it will become a job. So I've calculated not to attach myself to one season. And the truth is, we cannot truly own anything. And if you stay in a season too long, your relationship with the season is attachment. And the season becomes your identity. So people with a spring season identity have lots of ideas, so many ideas. They never do anything. Mm-hmm. Those with a summer identity must always be grinding and pushing and driving. They burn themselves out. The ones with the fall identity are always waiting for the reap, waiting for the big score, waiting for the deal. It never happens. And the winter identity, well, they're just victims. Nothing works. But you see, if you stay in a season too long, you will believe that you're that season. Your thoughts, David?
Yeah, I think just like anything else, it becomes a comfort zone from it. You're not growing. You're not expanding. If you can create different avenues off that business and constantly, grow. That's why I think about what a lot of nonprofits and things like that, where the mission pretty much doesn't end. You know, you still become a redundancy even if you think it's a good thing, you know. And I think a lot of people forget that this is my life's work. Well, that's exactly the problem. It's your entire life's work, and you're not expanding and growing and changing. Next thing you know, you spent 60 years doing the same exact thing.
And people don't know they're in it, right? Because we get this script when we're born on how to live our life, how the seasons are supposed to play out. And we're supposed to have that winter season, and we're supposed to come down to Florida and retire and sit on a porch and sip on lemonade. I don't know.
You ever sat on a porch? I don't think so.
No, I sat out there once.
Not drinking lemonade.
So you understand what I'm talking about in those seasons? That we're talking a lot about career and growth and things like that, right? You have any questions on that?
Yeah, the one thing that I wanted to ask, because I know we're talking about different seasons in the terms of age and kind of as we progress.
No, that's what I'm trying to get us out of. We're culturally programmed to go age, but I don't believe that.
See, me neither. And that's one thing I was going to say. Can you take the seasons into pretty much anything, into a relationship, into career, into even hobbies, right?
Absolutely. Okay. So when you're in a spring, you're always planting seeds, mm-hmm. right? You're learning, you're growing. But you always want to take those seeds and move them to something. That's summer. That's when you're driving. Mm-hmm. But then as you're building in summer, you've got to slow down again and come into fall to reap it. And then winter means, hey, I don't want to be caught in this comfort zone. It's time to get uncomfortable again. That's really mm-hmm. a quick explanation of what they are, right? Now, let's discuss the seasons and change we experience our personal and spiritual development journeys, okay? Because we go through seasons that way too. So when you start personal development, you get all passionate and you get all Bobby-like and you want to tell everybody and you get all excited and everything else, right? Well, we've talked about that. What happens when you start your personal development journey? You're going to go through these seasons. Number one, the dry season. This comes shortly after embarking on creating change through personal development. In the beginning, you're giddy. You're getting results. You feel great. You're doing a Green Focus Power Hour. You're losing weight. Oh, man, it's great. Making progress on your goals. And then, boom, nothing. This is not a rut, people. It's your life adjusting to the new vibration. It's your body adjusting to the new weight. It's your brain wiring the neurons, working toward developing a new program. See, the key in the dry season is to stay consistent with your behaviors. Your thoughts on the dry season?
Yeah, I tell a lot of people plateaus are good, you know? And it's not even that you're not making progress. It's the progress that you're not seeing or expecting. I think that's the big thing. We set expectations that I'm gaining this or my progress has been going this fast. It's not going to always go like that. But just stay consistent and almost stop worrying about the progress, but keep monitoring.
There you go. Enjoy the process because if you don't have a plateau, you will not have a success. It's impossible.
Yeah,
we talked about the forest.
I tell them like great, like awesome.
Yep. We talked about the forest and creating the path, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You have to walk it. So that's what the dry season is. Let's talk about number two, the waiting season. This is a season that you have put in good work, really good work. and have yet to hit that tipping point. The key here is to stay connected to the creation mind. And you stay connected to your imagination, your picture, the imagination of what your intention is, what you desire. In the waiting season, we must manage expectation or we will sabotage the results. What's important in a waiting season? The daily practices. They are essential because you're ready. It's going to tip. It's going to tip. And boy, it can seem like that tipping point takes forever. But when it tips, get out of the way. Right?
Forever.
Do you have anything you want to add to that? This is the waiting season.
Yeah. Once again, I think this goes back to expectations because that tipping point, I was like, I can feel it. And I wanted it to tip when I wanted. And that set me up for failure because it never tipped when I wanted it. It's always unexpected.
Yep. And again, so what's a daily? You got to keep with the daily practices. Now, number three in your personal development, the grinding season. And this is the summer we just talked about. This season is one of work. In personal development, it's putting in the time, it's attending workshops, it's doing coaching, it's going through courses, it's reading books, it's practice, practice, practice. This is the time to grind. And what will the ego tell you? You don't have time to do this. There's no time. This takes too much time. You don't have time. And that's how the ego will get you. And you must persist. This is the grinding season when you're pushing a little bit. Right? Have anything you want to say on the grinding season?
Yeah, it's the consistency that you talk about. It's just, I've learned that the grinding season for me really challenged me with traveling and trying to stay consistent while being out with friends and going on vacations with other people because that didn't stop. The consistency didn't stop. And the times that it did, I realized how far back it actually pushes you even though you think it's like, oh, it's only 3 days. Oh, it's only 4 days. It pushed me so far back that I had to stay consistent. I'll never deviate now.
Yeah, you have to. When it's grinding time, it's grinding time. When it's summertime, it's summertime, guys. You got to know when it's time to push.
Yeah.
Number four is test and trial season. Now, this season's going to test your growth. You have expanded and you've made some changes in your personal development. So the test and trial season, this is going to test your faith, your knowing. This is the season that creates the shift of consciousness. And this is the season that is going to bring you a big challenge. It's going to challenge your heart. You get through this season by knowing truth and letting go of history. And this is letting go of a large part of the identity of releasing the ego. This is releasing the parts of the belief system. The test and trial season is one that's going to rattle you hard. Your thoughts?
I think the most important thing is being grounded during that rattling process because that's the one that it really beats you down. You know, if you're not mentally there or...
I think you need people. I think you need a really good group. I think you need accountability. I think you need to understand you're probably going to get knocked on your ass. Mm-hmm. And you got to have somebody there to help you back up because it's always about keeping it going. The test and trial season means you've already made progress. Mm-hmm. And so now it's testing. Do you really believe this is true? Do you really think you can let go? Well, let me bring this into your life and see what you can do.
Yeah.
And that brings us to number five, the joy season. This is the season of living life after the shift. After you have a shift of consciousness, your belief system is altered forever. Your perception of the world is changed forever. It becomes more united. You start to see truth instead of separation. Conflict resolution becomes a skill. You're no longer stressed out. And life really does begin to slow down. This is when you live head, heart, and hand, and you create integrity of behavior. This is the joy season. You cannot get to the joy season unless you pass through the other seasons. This is the challenge. You got to go through your dry season, the plateau. Number two, you got to have the waiting season, that tipping point. Number three, the grinding season, when you got to just push a little bit harder. Number four, the test and trial season, when it when the substance comes into your life and brings something in there to rattle the hell out of your cage, because it'll all bring you to the joy season. You will see what life is truly about. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the only thing I got to say about it, it's earned. That's it. It doesn't come.
You can't fake it till you make it.
You earn it. That's one thing.
Yep.
Nothing works unless you do, and this is the same. You will never see this if you haven't gone through the consistency, the trials, and everything to get to that point.
So with your permission there, Super Millennial, I'd like to take you a ride through my life and their seasons, and because it's been quite an adventure taking you through. You all right with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
So my kind of my life, and kind of focusing kind of on a career category, I guess, really. So in my early 20s, the focus for me was body and mind. And it was all about the body, studying the body, mastering the body, being a bodybuilder, learning how to take my body to an extreme that I didn't even think would be possible. You know, in fact, I thought it was impossible. And then in my 20s, I had my back surgery and I got knocked down and I had to get deeper into the mind and stuff Dan taught me that I didn't even know he taught me. And that's really in my 20s is when I became more obsessed with human behavior. So that's kind of where my 20s were at. It was a very springtime. I was learning a lot. My 30s, the focus was money. And the focus was money. And the focus was more money. It was all business. Figuring out how to make money, doing what I loved. So in my 30s, I'm opening up the training centers, first personal training center in Miami, the active adult centers. I actually worked with Felix, Coach Felix in the community. And we had early corporate wellness. I had started my coaching programs, but my 30s was about really getting wealthy. That's all I cared about. I was blinging hard too. So that brought me to my 40s. And my focus in my 40s was growth, but it was really about expansion. So in my 40s, I start speaking, coaching, very high level executives, speaking in corporations around the world. I start working with stem cells, writing books. I have clinics around the world, Panama, Peru, Philippines. I'm expanding my energy everywhere in my 40s. It was about growth. It was about expansion. It was about teaching. It was about different cultures. And the focus really was growth in my 40s. In my 50s, the focus became spiritual development. Really was more of, I'd say one thing, spiritual development now. I had the elite centers, which were fantastic for me. The podcast comes into my 50s, the books, big time speaking, getting $25,000 to go speak. Amazing, right? First time expansion in relationships. For the first time in my 50s, I understand relationships, world travel, and really the full development of stress mastery. And for me personally, my 50s was about moving into stage 5 and really having an interconnected mind. And I really began honoring me, myself. And this meant that my work, I would work as I desired by my rules, my way, doing what I have wanted to do. And that's the way I have spent my 50s. Here come my 60s. So my 60s, I'm going to focus on detachment. And I'm going to look to expand my experience in life. So Linda and I have decided to let go of everything. Attachment to stuff, selling everything, our house, properties, cars, all our stuff. The plan is to expand our experiences. We plan on traveling and living all over the country. We will travel with our two dogs, Toby and Charlie. We're not even taking Super Millennial. And we're going to live in Airbnbs for whatever length it takes to get the experience of the area. Now, we could be in an area if we're really having good experiences, which means I'm actually going to work each area too. This could be a couple weeks or months, depending on the engagement that we're in. Now, remember what I said earlier. I'm in my summer season doing all of this. So I'm launching the new business, the new book, and I will continue to coach. I'm never going to quit coaching. But I will do all of this, well, basically homeless. That's the way. Basically, I'm homeless doing all this. And one of the things, the reason I'm doing this in my 60s is, first of all, I have to keep moving that comfort zone. But the want of security for me was truly destroyed when my grandmother passed so suddenly. So to me, my grandmother never got to live her dream of seeing the world because she was 63 waiting to retire when she was 65 so she could have security and a certain amount of money coming in. And she never saw it. And it changed my life. And for me, in this time of my life, everybody's grown up, everybody's gone. Owning property doesn't make sense to me because owning cars, a 5,000 square foot house holding all my stuff, because this stuff always takes focus. And I'm looking to attain freedom, to let go of attachment. So on this adventure, I'm going to write a book. This will be called The Homeless Millionaire, because I don't know. We have an idea that this will work, but we don't know. Linda and I don't know. We're living in neutrality. We have dedicated, though, 1 year. One thing for sure, we're going to be outside our comfort zone. So for you listening, I have this question. The question is, what season are you in your life? Because if you don't have any idea what season you're in, most likely you're stuck in the script that the culture and society tells you you're in. What is your relationship with the season that you're in? You know, how are you relating to it, growing through it? Because as a culture, we celebrate youth, vitality, aliveness. Yet, this has nothing to do with age. Super millennial.
Yeah, I think the expectations that we've set, like you said, society's put on you from the moment that you're born, it really screws you up because you miss a lot of opportunities that I think you think that you're too young for, too old for, and you don't go for them. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that I've noticed. And it's happening even more now so with social media and things like that. But the biggest thing I would say is the clarity in the beginning. You know, if you can't stop and say, where am I at? Like you said, what season am I in? Or where do I want to be? Or where should I be? If you don't have that, you need to stop and really, you know, dial things down. Like how we do with the higher goal setting and stuff, you can really break down your season. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing because, like we talk about almost every episode, having awareness is key. And if you don't know where you're at, you don't know where you're going. It's that simple.
And if you don't like your season, you move out. Mm-hmm. And you do that intentionally, right? But you can't move and create an intention if you don't know where you're at. And I think it's so, people, life is awesome. It really is incredible. I'm going to kick all this off by doing a bodybuilding show. That's how I'm going to start that whole venture. And so on December 4th, I step on stage for the first time in 30 years. And I am nobody special. I don't have great genetics. I definitely don't have a great family background. I come out of an abusive environment. I didn't have anybody give me any money. I never inherited anything. I've never really had anybody help me. So if I could do it, why can't you? Especially if you're 25, 30, 35 years old. There's no excuse. Stop yourself, especially today's world. You millennials got it made. You understand technology. It sits in front of you. The world is connected at one push of a button. Come on. How can you fail to do what you love to do? I'm watching Brett, 19 years old, building his life. I don't say nothing to him. You know what I told Brett, what he said when I told him about this?
What?
Dad, you got to build a YouTube channel. Right? Right? I go, don't worry. Super Millennial already knows. You know, but think about that. That's the first thing you said.
Yeah. It's smart. The world is changing. I think the same thing. The standards have changed and the way that these seasons are arranged for people because there's usually something set in stone. And that's what we try to follow. And I think the millennials and even Brett's generation, the Z's are...
Yeah.
They don't give a crap about what you said in the past because things are moving so fast.
Because they don't make sense to them.
On their terms.
They make sense. You look at the past, it makes no sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like even, you know, I think there's times to buy a home. I think buying a home is a horrible investment. That's me. I mean, oh, land. Do you really? You can take that land with you? I can tell you one thing. We're going to take all these experiences with us. Yeah. I every time you own something, you have to pay on it. But that's not the thing. It takes your focus.
Yeah.
So I can have that property in Miami. I still have to have focus on it. I still have to have this. I get my property in Orlando. Mm-hmm. No, nothing. We're getting rid of everything. I love Linda. I love you. You're the only one I know that would come up with this idea, and I would love it so much.
The person that has so much, she wants so little now. It's crazy.
It's so funny. Look at our house. It's so cluttered because she's cleaning it out now. You see that?
Yeah, it's going to take
you're not here anymore. That much. You're not here anymore. Everybody's scavenging everything out of the house.
Yeah.
That didn't take long. Way to go, Bobby. Way to go, Angie. Way to go, Kevin. Guys. And Chelsea hasn't even gotten over here yet, Alex. Watch out.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
That's a problem. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is the greatest shift in the planet. You can join us on the show. Simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.